This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick plays this and I do the Fozzie Bear.
That's what it is.
The head wreck. Look, Mr. Denny Terrio, cut a rug over here. You're notorious on the camera. Congratulations, you're a dancer. I don't care.
they put you on the ESPN 97.5 Instagram dancing at the remote last week.
Did. You don't want none of this dance off. Look, we just said. That's hilarious. You guys don't know off air, but we were just telling Nick, hey, call Sarah Barshop. Let's get her on the phone. We look up. She's on the ESPN talking to Marius Thomas trade. So as soon as
you'll
she's
think
done,
she'll answer?
As soon as she's done being highfalutin and
fancy. Nick, call her right now. See if it'll ring right in the middle of the interview.
Great. Do it.
Help our chances of getting her on after, but call her right now.
That would be the best if she has to look down real quick.
Hey, guys, like, can I call you right back?
I'm kind of busy. Be like,
no. What's busier and more important than us?
What's more important, ESPN TV worldwide or this badass show? All over the Bayou City.
Right now in the audio, it'd be great. She's on camera.
It would be awesome.
Get the host back in the studio going, Sarah,
is that live or pre-recorded?
Turn your phone off.
Is that live or pre-recorded?
Well, the last two people they had on were live.
Oh, okay. Oh, they've got a countdown timer, too, at the top there. 55 minutes left till the trade deadline, so good for them. By the way, Holly shared with me a tweet that she had that took her viral. And
was it Eagles-related?
No.
Oh, it was one last night?
Yes. She said, let's keep it real. We're only watching the Pats-Bills game to see if a sexual device gets thrown on the field again.
Hashtag, I almost tweeted her because right Bills after Mafia. She tweeted that, it the happened. First one hit the field, yes. And I was like, boom, there you go.
Chan sent me a video or sent us a video of it. He tagged us in the video. You see the umpire have to kick it off the field, which you think when you're in umpire school as a wee lad, the last thing you think you're going to have to do is kick a sexual organ off the field in an NFL game. But he ended up having to do that, and then someone from the stadium workers had to go over there with a towel, mind you. He picked it up with a towel.
The funniest thing about all that was in the post game.
Who would be throwing
they asked
a
Brady? And you know, Brady's always the guy that just downplays it and says, no. And Brady goes, did you see it?
We can. You might want to check.
Brady in the post game, you know, he normally just deflects it. He goes, no, did you see it? I saw it. You see the ref? He didn't want to touch it.
Was that
he
the first one? Or last night?
There was one of them last night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he was like, yeah, he didn't want to touch it. He kicked it. Brady was all over it.
Yeah. Brady?
Yeah, Brady was the one talking about it.
That's hilarious. He did kick it off the field, but then the stadium worker comes over with a towel to pick it up, which at first I thought he was using two hands, which I was thinking, oh, man. Somebody has a javelin.
That's a skilled professional.
That's a hefty fella right there. You look like you're doing a curl with it.
Let's take this a step further, Barry. You know the NFL has a policy, and the only thing that you can carry in has to be in a clear bag.
Is that true?
Yeah.
So they put it in their pants?
So I was going to say, so
they smuggled it in?
The Haida toy...
Dildo. I've been confirmed we can say it. I wasn't sure you could say it, but you can say dildo on air.
So now you're going to enjoy it, aren't you?
Now?
That's 2 and 30 seconds. You're going to have
well,
fun
he
with
did,
this
it
one.
Did come with like a disclaimer. Like, you can't just say it
too late
all
for that.
All the time. Like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I was just talking to Fred. I asked Fred about it.
Okay. Yeah. So as long as
you verified it, it came with a disclaimer. Thanks, Nick.
Just like typical ass Nick to be like, yeah, he gives me the thumbs up through the glass. You can say it. And then I'm like, I say it. And then he goes, what do you mean,
you said you were going to have a field day with it.
And then he follows it up by going, you know, that comes with a disclaimer. I'm just telling you. So basically.
But the dude goes over there. My point is, the dude goes over there and picks it up with a towel. Who would be throwing a used dildo on to the field?
Joel.
No, kiss my ass. Well, okay, if that's the case.
Speaking of being comfortable enough to just say whatever.
Let's talk about the guy that probably would be better than most experienced in hiding it so that he could get it to this in the seat the so he could
part,
throw it.
The best part would be when he goes to pick it up and it looks like he's trying to hold a live fish because it's all greasy.
Oh, man.
Like he's at a Seattle fish market just throwing it.
Pike's Market, this has gone off the rails. Slippery slope we're treading on right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Seriously, that was one of the things that people brought up last night was, you know what, you have to have a clear bag and everybody has to see what you're bringing in. If you were hiding that thing, oh boy.
Yeah. You are serious about getting that onto the field if you smuggled it in.
I'm serious about some other things, too.
Well,
if you're smuggling that.
Doesn't mean they used it.
You don't. Where else are you hiding it? Your nostril? Come on, man.
I had so many things I was going to say. I'm not going to do it. Okay. I'm not going to do it.
All right. Benny's been holding. He wants to get in here on the Texans. Let's get Benny in here. Benny, what's up?
I don't know how I'm going to follow that up.
Try hard, Benny.
I have heard it called a marital aid, if y'all want to find a way to kind of beat around.
Not as fun for Barry. Yeah.
Well, Barry, this one, actually, I'm calling for you. You're the comedian. Okay. I have a spirit of a failed comedian, but I came up with a joke. I want to know if it has potential.
Really?
Last year.
Really? We're going to do this to me? Benny, you're just keep talking. You're just going to not stop talking. You're going to just force a joke on me. You know I'm going to be honest with you, right? Hang up on him right now. That's the worst thing you could tell a comedian. If it's good, you can have it. Benny, I love you to death. You always call and sing the Red House, but you can't just go up to a comedian and be like, let me try a joke on you, and if it's good, you can have it. It's the number one thing comedians hate. I'll be honest with you. The number one thing we hate is after a show when people come up and say something funny and then either say, you can use that in your act, or I got one for you, and you can use it if you like it.
We thought you were going to bring up Texans.
Yeah, it says Texans. You wanted to try a joke on me. I'm sorry, Benny. I have standards. I can't allow that to happen. I'm sorry. I love you to death. Call back tomorrow.
He kept talking to me.
Yeah, no, not. I'm not letting you. Because if I let Benny do it, then every dude that thinks he's a comedian is going to want to call the show and run jokes by me. And I'm not ready for that yet.
Hey, Barry, when's your next show?
There's that.
Because that was another one that comedians don't exactly. Just say hi.
Yeah, just say, hey, you don't have to pretend like you're going to go to a show and then never show up. That's just say what's up. How's comedy going? Good. Yeah, I need to get a show. I need to catch a show sometime. I'm sure you do. That's fine.
I got to catch a cold.
Sorry, Benny. I didn't. I can't allow it. I'm sorry.
Wow. All right. You learn as you go.
Nope.
Benny, your lesson learned.
Yeah. Don't try jokes out on me. Don't.
Okay.
I got one for you, though, in the break.
No, you shut your mouth. Hey, Nick, shut your mouth.
If it's good,
right
can you
now.
Use it? All right. We're going to continue to roll on. Having a good time on the show. Obviously, the breaking news of the day, Demaryius Thomas is now a member of the Houston Texans. The deadline is less than an hour away, so we'll try and keep you posted if any other deals do come down between now and then. But in the meantime, if you want to call like Benny, but you want to talk about some serious stuff or bring something to the table that's acceptable, 713-780-3776, HRNP Listener Line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So I got a joke.
Oh, you kissed my ass. I'm out. I'm leaving. I'm not sticking
Try
around.
Try it. Seriously, you can use it if it's good.
Nope, I'm not. You get out of here.
Hearing Red Dead Redemption 2 has earned a record-breaking $725 million opening weekend.
I told you guys. People have been waiting for this for eight years. 8 years. I want to say Red Dead Redemption came out in 2010. So people have been waiting for the sequel.
Yeah, that's what you said yesterday.
8 years.
8 years is crazy for a gap. I guess NCAA football is another one that I know kind of has a gap. Like, they stopped making it.
Well, that was because of the lawsuits.
Right.
They wouldn't have, but the lawsuits forced them to stop making it.
We even had a sales rep who got royalty checks from
got a
the,
couple bucks from
video
it.
Game. Yep.
Yeah, he lasted.
But I had been waiting for it. I'm
obviously
I'm slowly coming around
Big
on
techs.
The game.
But that's what happened it in the last video sucked. Game. You were crapping what? All over
God
it.
God of War or...
I forgot which one it was, but you were crapping all over the game. And then like 3 or 4 days later, you absolutely loved it. Do you remember? Was it God of War? It was probably God of War.
No, God of War was just really
just
hard.
Video games.
But it was that. It was at least one other video game where you did that, where you're like struggling with it.
There have been textures that he's crapped all over for days.
That's true. Then come around on.
Come around on.
Yeah. OU Mike.
Speaking of OU Mike said that LU Dillon, when we were talking about radio shows, Patrick was getting his own show. He said LU Dillon tried to start his own radio show on a CB radio. So there's that. So El Jefe sent us a tweet from Adam Schefter of something that I brought up a week ago when people were talking about trading for Le'Veon Bell, or maybe two. But it's been known. I think people just tend to forget about it. But Schefter said, no, not that there was much doubt, but Le'Veon Bell won't be traded. He can't be traded. He still hasn't reported to the Steelers and signed his franchise tender.
That's true.
So you can't trade him without him signing that tender. And I know a lot of people keep throwing that name out. But again, it's just not – he holds all the cards right now. He's the one that – as long as he's willing to give up that money, he holds all the cards. So,
and boom, another trade has been made.
Uh-oh.
And he gone in my backyard. I am so glad they made this move. The Green Bay Packers have made a trade. Guess who they're trading, fellas?
Well, I just looked at Nestor's tweet.
Bye, so. Ty Montgomery.
You knew
Bye.
That was coming, right?
Yeah, you sure did. No matter what he was trying to do to save face in the locker room by finally talking yesterday, he can talk to the Baltimore media now. Ty Montgomery going to the Baltimore Ravens. So he gone.
Yeah, so he went to the Ravens for?
They haven't announced. Schefter hasn't announced what it's for yet, but the fact of the matter is you knew he wasn't going to play another game.
Yeah, he needed a new team. He needed a new culture.
A lot of people thought they were going to just flat out cut him.
Yeah.
But with the deadline so close, the perfect opportunity to unload him and get something back.
Albert Woolridge said, I really wanted to hear that joke, Barry. Nope. Well, find Benny on Twitter
and
ask
follow
him.
Benny.
Yeah.
No, is that the Benny that always... chimes in on Twitter?
I'm not sure if it's the same.
Indians fan?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Just thought I'd throw it
so
out there.
So he texted it, and I'm not reading
it. Piece it together for them.
I'll read it.
I see you have standards, ... signed Benny. I'm not reading all that.
Let's read it.
No. No. I have a question for you, Barry, about yards.
Yeah, that's not happening. If we're not, I will go to break.
If I have St. Augustine grass. Oh. Is there a problem putting rye seed down for the winter? This is an important question. You guys don't beat me on this. Don't.
Oh, we'd like
don't
to beat you on this. Believe me.
Not beep. Not beat.
Oh.
Beep. This is an important question.
Hey, guys. How's your game going? If you know what I mean.
You just run a commercial.
A lot of you know me.
We're not doing no more lawn care on this program anymore.
We are.
Hey, guys.
No, the people
how's
want
your game
it.
Going? No, is your garden hose stuck in
video
the
video game talk all day?
No.
You talk Fortnite if you want.
Oh, now you want to be involved with the show.
Yep.
Now you want to make decisions. No, it's too late. No, I wouldn't do ryegrass. It's a bad idea. It'll make your lawn look pretty, but it's overall it's not good for St. Augustine.
Just use Clorox.
What?
Yeah.
Clorox.
Yeah, that's your advice. That's the advice you gave last time.
What does that have to do with ryegrass?
Use Clorox on everything in lawn care.
Yep. Don't do that. Don't listen to dumbass Nicholas.
Then you'd have the perfect facility to remake the Sandlot because you're not going to have anything growing on it.
Yeah, don't. But no, I would not use ryegrass. It makes it look pretty for a while, but it's not good for your St. Augustine. So there you go.
Thanks for the update.
Yeah, Chief. You're welcome.
Now we can go just about
anywhere.
How do we
anywhere. Segue out of that?
Yeah, but segueing to get to anywhere
I'll be
ain't
glad
be
to.
Easy.
With some text, Patriot Larry said, hey, Barry, in Red Dead Redemption 2, if it's cold outside, you can actually see the horse's testicles shrivel up. I don't know that to be true. I will report back tomorrow and find out.
I wouldn't be shocked.
No. If you can see
I wouldn't
a dog
be shocked.
Take a dump in the middle of the street, I'm pretty sure that the horse's testicles are going to shrivel in the cold. I'm pretty sure. So, all right. Y'all are such homers. This is a great text. Here you go. Y'all are such homers.
Transplant text.
Y'all know if the Texans traded their first round pick for Cooper, y'all would say this was a dang good trade. But because it's the Cowboys, y'all like not so good. Shaking my head. ... I just figured I'd read it the way it was typed.
Tower defense, though. We're not used to the Texans making a big splash.
First of all, that too.
Megan, what you got on your mind about them Cowboys?
First of all, that's not true at all, because if the Texans would have overpaid, we would have been the first ones to tell you. I don't think either one of us show any bias towards the Texans nor towards the Cowboys. If the Cowboys would have made a good deal, I would have told you it's a good deal. But at the time, it's like, I think I even said when they went out and got Cooper that they overpaid for him, that I wouldn't have spent a first round pick.
Yeah, right off the get, you did.
As soon as we found out about it. But that doesn't, and then when you start to see that you can get Cooper or you could get Demaryius Thomas for a 4 and a 7 or you can get Golden Tate for a 3rd, then you definitely overpaid. I'm sorry. That's just the fact. You can think that we're homers all you want. That's just not true. I think we've been hypercritical of all the local teams when it's been required. Joel hates the Rockets. There's no way that we're...
Stop that. Because you know what? I get more and more people that give you... Yeah. And then I get backlash and I'm like, and where are you getting this from? Well, your partner said so on the radio. And I'm like, okay, Chiefs. You got to realize there's a thing called tongue in cheek.
High five. It's working.
High five.
Speaking the truth.
That's right.
Buckshot Bill. Go get him. Mm. No?
No, it's Bushwick Bill.
Oh, wacky, whatever.
I
almost got you to say it.
Okay. Oh, boy.
It is what it is.
I'm not reading your text. If you text and say to read it, I'm not reading it.
You got a joke for you, though.
You can bet 1,000,000% that I'm not reading your text when you say read it. In fact,
the text line is aggravating you today.
No, it's not.
No, they're actually being more aggravating than normal. Is that safe to say?
No. Oh, no. I'm just being more vocal about it.
I'm not on the text line all the time.
Yeah, I'm just being more vocal about it just because I'm just trying to get some of these in because I've been kind of lax on the text line the last couple of days. I'd say the last week or so. I haven't really been incorporating it like I normally do. So I want to show them a little love.
Cool.
But if you text and say, read my text, kiss my ass. I'm not reading your text. No way.
You don't take orders.
No, you can't read it. No.
Yeah, no, that ain't happening.
Ain't happening.
Go directly to hell. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Hey, guys. Somebody texted, hey, guys, how about this lawn care joke? You know what, sir? Boy, that would be the ultimate go to hell. That would be the ultimate.
That's fantastic.
I wouldn't mind a lawn care joke as long as it's funny.
Well, that's why you're not going to get one.
Yeah.
Because there's not many that are.
Just tweet it at my Twitter handle, at Barry is funny.
Oh, you dirty bastard. You dildo. Why?
Oh, there it is. Talking about planting a seed. Why grow that in your garden. It'll make everything grow.
Barry, did that texter let you know how to get all that money in RDR, too? Yes. He tweeted it to me. I'll retweet it. At Barry is funny on Twitter.
Then everybody's going to get the tip. Don't do that.
Oh, I don't mind. Spread the wealth. It's just a game. Okay. I'm not competing with anybody.
It's not lawn care or anything. All right.
I got to go and find it, though. It was a good tip. It's like how to get like 1,500 in gold. So I'll find it. I promise you. In the meantime, I have another tip for you besides getting gold.
Well, I bet you do.
I have a tip if you look, if you're a drinker, I'm a drinker. I enjoy the occasional alcoholic beverage. I don't drink like I did when I was in my 20s because I'm in my 40s now. And I'll be honest with you. The mornings can be sometimes rough if you drink a lot, unless you have Thrive Plus, man. Get some Thrive Plus in your life. Seriously, 2 to 3 drinks in the next morning, I'm like, oh, that was a mistake. But I found out with Thrive Plus, you just take 3 capsules after your last drink or before you go to sleep. The next morning, you'll feel so much better. They'll even guarantee it. If you don't feel 50% better the next day, they'll give you your money back. So this isn't just something where they're just trying to get you to buy a pill that's not going to work. They're going to give you your money back if you don't feel 50% better the next day. It's designed to reduce alcohol's negative effects on your body by giving your liver what it needs to process the toxic byproducts of alcohol. And look, I've tried it. It works. Don't take my word for it, though. You've seen it on Shark Tank. You've seen it be on that program. They've got Ivy League graduates on staff, 5 PhDs on the team. So you know this stuff works. So it doesn't matter, too. If you drink 1 drink, 5 drinks, 50 drinks like Nick, you take those 3 capsules of Thrive Plus, you feel so much better the next morning. It's that simple. You're going to start feeling better when you wake up, and your liver is going to thank you for it. Thrive Plus is also a Houston-based company. So this is the cool thing. If you order it before 4 p.m. today, it'll be on your doorstep the next morning. That's right. They are locally owned and operated, Houston-based company. Order it before 4 p.m. Get it the next day on your doorstep. And to order Thrive Plus, go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com. They're even on Amazon. Just search for Thrive Plus in the search bar and find it. I don't drink without Thrive Plus, and neither should you.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
We'll be right back.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books, 90 still to go in the big show. It is The Usual Suspects on a Tuesday with a trade that's been made. 29 minutes and counting to the trade deadline in the NFL, but your Texans have already registered their claim. They have traded with the Denver Broncos. They give up a fourth and a seventh. In return, they get a seventh round pick, but more importantly, they get Demaryius Thomas, the 5-time Pro Bowl receiver. That is a Super Bowl ring under his belt as well. It's going to come and help out immediately with DeAndre Hopkins and Deshaun Watson and try to help replace Will Fuller.
Yeah, for people asking, I just retweeted the Red Dead Redemption, how to get 1,500 in gold. And it was a tweet from Demetrius. So go check it out. That Barry's funny because some people were asking. All right. Back to the trade deadline. Bah, bah, bah. Were you able to get a hold of Sarah? Is she just too popular to talk to us?
No, both times that I called, it went straight to voicemail.
Oh, she's big leaguing us.
Barry, but no. Because the two times he called is when she was on the air.
Yeah,
He hasn't followed up since.
Damn it.
He's going to do it now.
By the way, did you even say 90 in the rear view?
I did. Were you listening?
No, I was reading tweets.
Thank you.
I'm just checking. I'm making sure. I got to keep you on your toes.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Did I hear you're about to have your own radio show on
90.1?
90.1 digital channel 2
nope.
/
nope.
Fisher Price?
Nope.
No?
Nope, okay. You didn't hear that.
All right.
So yes, I'll get to more text later. They're rolling in fast and furious.
Hey, you could resurrect Game Day and just talk about the video games.
We didn't talk video games a lot on Game Day.
No, I'm saying, but you have the name for it.
They replaced us with a video game show.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I was going to say, you could do Red Dead Redemption 2 and what's the other? There's lots of games people are talking about.
I also retweeted my appearance on Comicast. It's worth a listen. I had a lot of fun doing that segment, and I think Jong and Michael Carroll enjoyed it because they've asked me back to review other video games. So I say that to say, go check out Barry is Funny or producer Mike 975 or the Jong. What is it? The name Jong?
He changed it yesterday, the other day.
My Name Jong or
My Name Jong, yep.
So go check that out. It's worth a listen. I think it's we had a good time.
Do you play
doing it.
Enough video games across the board to do that?
To be an expert?
I mean, because there's certain ones that you play, and you've talked about it, that when you get hooked on a game.
Yeah, I'm not like a hardcore gamer where like every single game that comes out, I'll play it. But I play all the big releases for the most part. It just depends because some of them I'm just not into. Like I'm not into Call of Duty, the online version. But
some people are just like Fortnite.
I don't play Fortnite. But I'll play like first persons and open world games and stuff like that just because it's offline. But I don't do any of the online stuff.
David Price was the big Fortnite player.
Yeah.
He got like some kind of wrist carpal tunnel thing going that they wanted him to stop and he didn't know if he could.
Yeah, he did. He's addicted
Good
to
thing
it.
He did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of that, by the way.
We need to talk a little about the series. We didn't talk any about it yesterday.
No, we didn't even talk about yesterday. But here's the thing. Someone tweeted out and also on Facebook put the video out. You know how after every inning when he comes off the field, he places his hand kind of on his heart and his chest and then taps it? Someone slow-mo'd that video. You know, realize when he does that the jersey actually sticks to the palm of his hand?
Does it really?
Yeah. I'll have to find it for you.
Are you serious?
That the pine tar was so thick on his hands that when he does that thing when he pats his chest that the jersey stuck to the hand.
It
was crazy.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, I got to find that.
Yeah, we need to find that for sure and tweet that out because all credit to him. You still have to make the pitches. And we've had Jeff Blum on this show, and he's talked about the fact that for the most part, he doesn't think hitters or even mind the fact that the pitchers do this because it means they're less likely to get hit with the baseball. And in October, if it's chilly, that could happen, even though it was in L.A. when he was pitching on the road. But all credit to him for going out there and making the pitches and shedding that stigma attached to his name about being a choker in the postseason. Kershaw, not as much. But David Price? Good for him, man. He went out. I mean, you think about what he did. Two clinching games against Verlander and Kershaw.
Correct.
And he shows up and pitched his ass off in both of them.
Totally agree with you. But here's where I think he went a little far to say that I now hold all the cards and to tell the media, you held them, and you did a heck of a job with them when you had me and had them, but now I got them all, and now I'm in control. Slow down, Dave.
Of the media?
Slow down, Dave. Yeah. Okay? You gave them enough ammunition and enough performances for them to be critical of to hold all those cards for a very long time.
Yeah, let's slow down, Cheater Dave. You pitched well. You were still 0-9 coming in. Now you're 2-9, so that's great. That's a good start. But hey, I mean, good for them. Good. I kind of felt like I thought that they would win game three and then lose game four, win game five. Kind of got reversed there. But there was just something about this team. You just kind of felt like there's no way the Dodgers are going to be able to stop the Red Sox.
Yeah, you know what? Here's the thing. When you look at it, and we said this, and we were talking about it during the course of the actual series, the fact that when we got into the series, the hot team, there's something to be said about it. You know, and yeah, for as much as they won all the games they won in the regular season, down the stretch, they were coasting. They had a big lead. The Astros know what that's all about. And sometimes it can set you up to come out stale. No, they warmed up in a hurry. They got hot in the Yankees series, and they stayed red hot. When you talk about guys like a Jackie Bradley Jr. that was hitting less than, what, 250 for the year, went through just a deplorable slump, and just ripped through the playoffs. Steve Pierce, a late pickup from the Orioles, who's been a journeyman his whole career, including time with the Astros, is the World Series MVP.
Yeah.
You got to realize, we've talked about the role players in the past, but when they get hot at the right time and everything's clicking, sometimes that's a steam engine you can't stop, and that's what the Dodgers and the Astros ran into.
And how much does it suck if you're the Dodgers? 2 years in a row now, you make it to the World Series and get bounced on your home field. You had 2 years in a row, you've had to watch. I almost feel like I would rather just lose in the ALCS than to have to watch another team celebrate on my field 2 years in a row winning the World Series.
The only team that can relate is the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, that's right. Did you see that tweet from them, by the way?
No.
They sent out a tweet and said, hey, the tough luck loser, or was it the home field losers meeting is every Tuesday or something.
That's
like
fantastic.
That. Yeah. There was some. And by the way, there was another tweet where you talk about being petty. So Giants fans were like dogging the Dodgers. Did you see this tweet? The Giants Twitter handle tweeted out something that said, hey, congrats, guys. And it had Kershaw and Puig holding like some trophy of like a, oh, you know, MVP or whatever trophies. But in the background, they had all the Giants with their World Series trophies. So basically saying like, hey, you guys win individual awards, but no championships. And then the other, to take pettiness to a new level, after the Red Sox win the World Series, they play New York, New York and sing it in the locker room.
Oh, they stuck it to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were not going to hold back on that. So lots of pettiness going around after the World Series was over. Pretty funny.
So now it's interesting. We're going to find out exactly when the rubber hits the road in terms of rumors. Free agency 5 days after the final World Series game. So even Manny Machado, after the series, didn't want to address any questions about re-signing with the Dodgers. He, as he has the right to, is going to play the market and see what's out there. Bryce Harper's a free agent. Keuchel's going to be a free agent. Charlie Morton's going to be a free agent. Did you see that Marwin's going to be a free agent? That of all the players that the Astros have that are free agents, the only one that they're going to make the qualifying offer to is Keuchel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I heard that this morning, and I thought that was a little bit interesting.
That is interesting.
Of the three, I think we're both in agreement. Marwin would be the guy that you explore bringing back the most. I think
who was the third? It was
Charlie Morton, yeah. Dallas Keuchel, Marwin Gonzalez. I think for all intents and purposes, everybody believes that Brian, the catcher.
Bob McCann.
Brian McCann's gone. He's going to retire, I think.
Yeah.
So, you know, of the big three of their free agents, you know, unless Marwin gets some unbelievable offer and somebody says, you're going to be our starting insert position here, left fielder, shortstop, third base, whatever it is, and offer him a whole lot more money. I think Morton, the shoulder injury still, you got to really get to the bottom of that and find out how severe it is. But I think if he pitches at all, he's 35 years of age, I think he'll come back, and I think he'll come back at a discounted price. He'll give him a hometown. He loves it here. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you. I think all three of them probably will. I think, but I'm with you. I'm kind of surprised that they wouldn't do Marwin first. When you look at the injuries that they've had and the versatility that he's had and his ability to produce in the postseason, which this is a postseason baseball team.
Yep.
You need guys that when the lights are the brightest, they're going to step up. And Marwin Gonzalez has proven to be that the last 2 years.
I think the only reason why I can say that, that
a utility guy like that is so hard to come by.
Absolutely. And like you said, he's a Swiss Army knife. You can put him anywhere every day. It's a different position, and he plays it well. He's got a cannon of an arm.
Anywhere on the diamond, he can play left, he can play right.
Cleanup in the American League Championship Series. Hit 750 in the divisional series.
There's three places he can't play on the diamond: center field, catcher, and pitcher.
Yep.
And he probably in a blowout. You can probably put him in there because he's got a gun.
But you look at everything with that. The only reason why I think they did that with Keuchel is that they save face. Because Scott Boras is his agent, and they know ahead of the game. And taking that. They're going and exploring it. So, hey, but at the end of the day, if he walks away, you go, hey, we extended an offer. We did what we could.
A couple of things. Nick Schirra coming through. 315 Sarah Barshop going to join the show.
Yep.
Also, Dante Fowler traded from the Jags to the Rams.
That's interesting.
Interesting.
Especially since maybe that says more about what's going on in the locker room in Jacksonville. But that's also Sean McVay this week and as recently as yesterday said, we will explore ways to increase our pass rush and improve our defense.
Was it for picks? Do we know what the Fowler trade was for? Because that is pretty interesting.
I'll confirm it for you in a second.
Cool.
Yeah, well, we've got time because we're going to head to break. We're going to come back. Before we
2019 third round pick and 2020 fifth.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So maybe that's about right. Maybe. I mean, look, Fowler is good. Dante Fowler Jr. is a good edge rusher.
That article you see flying through the air in the NFL is no longer a sex toy in Buffalo. It could be the towel being thrown in by the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I was going to say, and that's good news for the Texans because that signals that if the Jags are giving up or they're just like, we're
mailing
probably
it in.
Maybe not, you know, breaking everything down, but if they've just said they've given up on this, that's a great sign for the Houston Texans.
Another feather in your cap to win the division on. So there you go. All right, so we're going to continue to roll on. Sarah Barshop, as Barry mentioned, is going to join us at 3:15. That's going to be big. So we'll talk about the trade that the Texans made with the woman that covers them on a daily basis for ESPN. So that'll be good stuff for you. Speaking of good stuff, I got good stuff for you if you're looking for an energy provider. Josh Pesikoff and his staff are just a fantastic group of people that want your business at Infuse Energy, and they want it so much that they're going to do things that other companies won't. They're going to be honest with you. They're going to tell you everything that you need to know, and sometimes, even if it hurts them, that means that they'll tell you that they could lose your business because there's better rates out there from some of their competition. But it's a trusted friend mentality. You maybe don't go with them this time, but at some point you'll be back because you know that they were willing to take the risk of being honest 100% of the time. It's great, great energy, whether it be for your business or for your home. And the fact of the matter is they're going to talk to you and ask questions. They're going to ask you more questions than you ask them because they want to know when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, the time of day that you use energy the most, and then they're going to set up a plan for you and get you a rate that makes sense for you and your business or your family. It's just a fantastic way to look at doing business in the Houston community. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that always has your back and 100% green energy at your fingertips. You sign up, you get that green plan. It offsets your electricity use with renewable energy credits, and it helps decrease your carbon footprint while letting you have the peace of mind of knowing that you're helping to make a difference in the environment. It's fantastic. I'm telling you, I switched, and my bills have gone way, way down, saving thousands of dollars per year from what I was paying previously to getting signed up with Infuse Energy. All you need to do to get signed up to infuseenergy.com, or you can call them directly, 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Mention ESPN 97.5. Get a $25 bill credit right off the top. Infuse energy into your life.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Schirra.
Hey, just wrapping up hour number two, 3 hour show. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. The sports mappers are going to join us at the top of the hour. And of course, we always remind all of you, if you missed any part of the show, and it's been fun again, great week started already here on the suspects. And you are a loyal suspect and you miss anything, head over to ESPN975.com, click on the show tab, make sure you catch up on what you missed. And again, coming up, Sarah Barshop, Texans beat reporter for ESPN, is going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour so we can break down the Demaryius Thomas to the Texans trade. That is big news. We are now 12 minutes from the deadline in the NFL for trades. So hopefully we'll have other things to report between now and then. But even still, even if we don't, a lot of movement and a lot of fun things going on with guys changing teams here before the midway point of the season.
Chris Householder tagged me on a tweet and said, Barry, did you see where 50 Cent went out and purchased 200 seats at Ja Rule's concert in the front row to make it look empty? And I did. I had it on the rundown for yesterday. We just didn't get to it. But you talk about, we were talking.
You had it on the rundown?
We were talking about it before the break about the level of pettiness with the Dodgers and the Giants and the Red Sox and the Yankees and the Rangers. And, man, 50 Cent and Ja Rule have been feuding for years, and 50 Cent has always been an a-hole to him. But that's a level of petty that I don't think I could ever get to spend enough money that you went out and bought 200 tickets just to make it look empty. That's petty, man. That's a whole other level.
I agree with you. How much money do you think that is? I mean, even what tickets are, even if they're a couple hundred bucks a ticket, right?
Front row, yeah. That's so wrong.
It's still not.
Because he said
it's not Ja Rule of current popularity. I mean, it's current popularity, not when he was at his peak.
He made a comment because somebody they showed a thing about Ja Rule having to cancel the show, and he said, "People think I'm mean, so go see this. $15. Wait, what do I do now? LOL." And then he said, "I just bought 200 seats in the front row so they can be empty." That's mean.
Now, if you get wind of that before the show, your handlers could just move people down.
And Ja Rule put out a thing that said, "Sorry, been trying to get there all day. I love y'all. We're going to reschedule. I'm leaving the airport now." To which 50 Cent responded, "Only 10 tickets sold. Don't nobody want to see that bleep. You're talking about, wait, we get a lot of people on the walk-up. Get the bleep out of here." Like, he's just going, like, just, man, that's a whole other level of hate when you troll for years and years. But that's good times. Yeah, so I did see that. That's pretty funny. I want to be that popular. I want to be that big where another comedian hates me so much that he would buy 200 seats. Because the fact that there would be 200 seats at a show and just in the front row
means you're big time.
Yeah. Because otherwise, I usually am doing clubs that seat 200. So you would have to buy out the whole club to make me look bad.
Someone brought up a good point. Uh-huh. The reason why that the Astros placed made the qualifying offer to Keuchel so they get a compensatory pick.
Yeah.
If he goes elsewhere. So that's smart. That makes sense. Appreciate that.
Yeah, and I saw the David Price video of him him patting his jersey and it sticking and stuff like that. It is glove hand, and El Jefe pointed that out. He said this is glove hand. And I didn't notice that as well. But it doesn't mean, that when he takes that glove off and rubs up the baseball, that he's making that baseball a little bit tackier with whatever's on his glove.
And I posted some of the videos earlier during the series, in the Astros series, where you could see him physically get it on his hands and then start rubbing down the ball. It doesn't matter where you're getting it from. The substance is there. There's a reason why that hand, regardless of which hand it is, cannot just hit an article of clothing and come away from it without it following it.
Yeah.
So that's, man, I'm telling you. Not that it made a difference, and you're right. Like we mentioned, we had Blummer on here to talk about it, but it is something worth, as a league, either just okay it and say it's okay.
I think so. Right? Especially if the hitters are like, yeah, whatever. If they get a better grip, who cares? Okay.
Yeah.
Still got to hit it.
Safer. If the hitters, the main thing is if the hitters don't have a problem with it, then it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Because hitters have a problem with everything if they feel like it's an unfair advantage for the pitcher.
All of these texts that I'm trying to get to all say, read it. Read my text. Read it from earlier. I hate all of you. J-Dog says, somebody get Barry Snickers. I'm not. I'm okay, J-Dog. I promise.
You sure?
I promise. Somebody asked about our somebody asked about our predictions for UFC 230.
God, I got plenty.
That'll be Friday. We're efforting getting Eddie Bravo to call in. He's going to be in town on Saturday at the Secret Group along with Sam Tripoli. So I'm trying to get Eddie Bravo on the show Thursday. He's going to be he's going to be traveling. I don't like you right now. He's going to be traveling on Friday.
Hey, I got a joke.
No. I hate God. Bless it. So we're going to try to get Eddie on the show Thursday to talk comedy. As some of you may know or some of you may not know, Eddie Bravo also does a little bit of stand-up now and then. And he's, of course, famous for 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu. He hangs out with Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan trains there. So that'll be a good get. I'm trying to get him. But, yeah, no matter what, we'll do some picks on Friday for sure.
Thomas has a good question. How about Maldonado? Of the seven free agents, Maldonado, he places first, then Marwin, then Keuchel, taking priority over Morton, Sip, Gattis, and McCann. I think Gattis is gone. I think McCann is gone. Yep. I think Sip they'll consider based on the money. Morton, like I said, is going to be a hometown discount. Otherwise, he's probably gone, and I got to know about that shoulder. But Maldonado's the guy that let him down in the playoffs, and he's not an offensive catcher. And I think with other options out there, like a Salvador Perez, like a JT Realmuto, I think they'll explore that first. And if he's still out there, then maybe they'll talk.
Yeah, I'm with you to a certain degree. I don't think you'll see man, he might be the best defensive catcher in baseball. Peña in Milwaukee is – they talk about pop rate, like ability to throw down to second base. Yep. He's up there one or two. He's up there one or two in the majors. So I think that just because he had that lapse, it's not that big of a deal. Okay. And I would certainly bring him back.
Just
for
didn't
sure.
want to
especially
him
McCann,
on the list of free
McCann
agents.
Being gone.
Yeah. All right. So we got two in the books. We got 1 hour still to go of the big show. And we want you to be a part of it. Something on your mind you want to get off your chest. 713-780-3776. Call, text, or hit us on Twitter. Final hour's right around the corner. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Poker.